And now it's time for the latest in the adventures of the Jade City Pharaoh. Today, the exciting conclusion of the two-part episode, Winner Take Nothing.
Martin Luther King once said, "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice." I would add, "Only if there's someone there to bend it." Hood villains and death dealers, change is coming to Jade City, wearing a green cape. And Harold M.F. Jones, the Jade City Pharaoh, is bringing it.
Again. Again.
At the age of 16, again. The same year I discovered I could fly, again. I became a disciple of again. The Bambata martial again. Science under the stern again. Tutelage of my Uncle Roscoe. Again. He constantly again. Drilled into my head the again. Teachings of Sun Tzu's again. Art of War. Again. Yet today, again. I break a cardinal principle of that doctrine. To know one's enemy as well as one knows himself. I do not know the beef cooker, the size of his organization, their strengths or weaknesses. What I know is he has kidnapped and threatened to kill a friend of mine, the Kid Delight, if I fail to meet him here at Dame's Chicken and Waffles. And so I sit, and after two coffees, I've seen no sign of him.
You ready, chump?
Who the hell are you?
The man that's here to take you where you need to go.
That's not what I was told.
Don't nobody give a rat's ass what you was told, boy.
Three questions. Answer them in exact order and do not deviate. One, who are you? Two, where's the beef cooker? And three, where do you think you're taking me?
Let my damn wrist go, man.
Talk.
My name is Slimy Worm Jenkins. The beef cooker's waiting for you in the place where I'm supposed to take you. I'm supposed to call him once I get in the car and he'll tell me where I need to go. I think he broke my wrist.
It's not broken, it's dislocated.
How am I supposed to drive? How'd you do that?
You're all right now. Let's go.
You ain't have no cause to bring no physicality down on the worm.
If you don't get up and start heading towards
the car... All right already, man. What kind of mean-ass superhero is you?
R, brother. Learn to conjugate your verbs properly before you talk sideways to me.
Sit tight for a minute while I handle this business. Got the package. Send the coordinates.
Villain man, never ran with drills in his hand and won't stop rocking till he clocked on a gazillion grand. Tilling the wasteland sands, raps on backs of treasure maps, stacks to the ceiling fan. He rests when he's ashes. Ask him after 10 miles of his glasses, smashes, stashes.
Where is he?
He'll be here. Hold your horses, Billy Bronco. Hood villain theme music, please.
Mr. Jones, the super spectacular. I appreciate you accepting my invitation.
This raggedy cape-wearing fool tried to break my wrist, BC.
Shut up, Worm. Though you could use a new get-up, Mr. Jones. Cape's been played out since the 70s.
Cut the Where's Kid Delight?
He's already home. I let him go once I got word you were on your way here. I'm a gentleman and a gangster, Mr. Jones.
That's what your mouth says. This ain't Missouri, but the same rules apply. Feel me?
Worm, dial up the kid and hand Mr. Jones the phone.
Kid, you all right? You safe? Did they hurt you?
Ain't nobody touched that. No need to be rapping wannabe Lil Wayne. Hey, that's my iPhone, BC!
Worm, go upstairs. Bo Weem will fill you in on what you need to do today.
Can somebody else fill me in? Bo Weem breath smell like mule ass.
Worm! You do what I tell you. Now bounce.
Fake-ass Superman. You go buy me a new phone, chump.
Worm!
BC just saved your ass.
Finally.
What do you want?
A truce. I'll turn you on to some criminal activity from time to time so you can keep your hero status. And I'll give you $500,000 today. That's what's in the briefcase. You stay out of my operations. Now, before you get all self-righteous, you think about it. This is a whole lot of money. And the way I hear it, the only endorsement you got is from Lenny's Car Wash on MLK. No real corporate sponsor, no movie deal, no video game. Not even an action figure. I know you're broke. Probably can't even get health insurance. You're not getting any younger. And by the time you hang up your cape, there won't be any Social Security. Think about your future. I'm offering to change your life.
No. You're paying me to take out your competition and let you take over the city.
I don't have any competition, and I already own the city. From the city council to the police department.
But you don't own me. And you never will. All you do is cause sorrow and despair, and I will fight you until my last breath. You're a malignant cancer.
No. I'm a charming Capricorn. And I'm a businessman, and you're a fool. A superhero I can tolerate. Used to steal Marvel comics as a kid, but a fool. Well, that I just can't suffer.
What the hell?
Man, it sucks to be you, don't it, Mr. Jones? Surrounded by all these angry men with machine guns.
You dirty mother...
End it!
Bomb Butter!
He bust through the roof! Did you see that? I said, did you see that? Man, that's one bad mother...
Finish that sentence, Worm, and your mama will be singing that sad, sad song. I'll be seeing you, Mr. Jones. This ain't over by a damn sight.
Yo, Kid Delight here. I've been tied to a chair, force-fed bologna sandwiches, and forced to watch bootleg Tyler Perry movies for the last 4 days. Rumsfeld ain't got nothing on the beef cooker, you know what I mean? But son, free now. So here go the credits, aight? The Jade City Pharaoh was written and created by Howard L. Kraft, produced by Lindsay Foster Thomas with executive producer Frank Stachow. Robin Copley ran the boards. Today's episode, Winner Take Nothing Part 2, featured Trevor Johnson, Alphonse Nichols, and Mike Wiley as the super spectacular Harold M.F. Jones, my man, even if he do be saving people on CP time.
Peace.